Snurpee S2 E21 Digital Art Tablets. Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This week we're going to be talking about digital art tablets. Now, when I first got a tablet, way back in the, was it even the aughts? I don't even think then. Maybe it was like late 90s. Anyway, I first had a Graphire 1 from Wacom. Now, there's a lot of different players in the market today, but I mean, when I was going through things, there was Wacom and Apetek. And now Monoprice has come out very popular. Monoprice is the name of those tablets. There's also, they're rebranded by a lot of names. There's Unova, and you know, Ray Frinden has some really nice Manga Studio and Photoshop brushes. He does a lot of nice critiques on Cintiq alternatives for Monoprice because he's used Wacom and Cintiq devices, and then he got the Monoprice tablets, and they work better for him and his approach in Manga Studio and with his brushes and everything, and he really likes them, and they're also a lot more affordable. The thing about tablets that you have to remember is, name brand, do your research. Wacom is, by and large, the most dominant in this field, but then there's also the Monoprice have come up. Apetek, I've been aware of them. I know people have been kind of so-so on them. I think the styluses have batteries in them. I'm not sure. I don't know. I personally go with Wacom, and Wacom makes a different levels of tablet. They make them for the hobbyist, and then they make them all the way up to professionals with the Cintiq 24-incher HD thing, that huge beast. And you know, when I started, they had the Graphire, the Intuos, and then the Cintiq, and now they got the Bamboo and the Intuos still. And the thing is, if you're wanting to be a professional, you really want to go around the Intuos level or higher because for one, it's got about double the pressure sensitivity of the model below it. At least that's how it used to be. I'm not sure about the specs of now or future, but the level of pressure sensitivity. I mean, when I got my Cintiq that I've got, I had an Intuos, and then they bumped up the new Intuos came out, and it had more pressure sensitivity than the Cintiq at that time. And I was like, well, I'm going to wait till the new one comes out before I get it. And sure enough, the new one came out, and it was double the levels of sensitivity, and therefore an improved reading of what you're actually doing. Now, there's two types of tablet devices out there. There's one that's sort of like a mouse, but with a pencil, and then there's one with a built-in screen. Now, the ones that are just a mouse with a pencil. The thing is, I liked using tablets better than mouse, but I always had the hand-eye coordination thing. If I would take a day off from drawing, I'd be in it and I'd be going great, and then I'd take a day off because I'd have to do writing or I'd have to stop for whatever reason, and I would come back and I'd have to reteach myself. Go, I'm redoing this stroke, and levels of pressure sensitivity, I noticed, like when I moved from Graphire to the Intuos, I noticed I was redrawing less of my lines, which was good. I mean, the thing is, though, there are still people that swear by having, lesser tablets. People who have Graphires and Bamboos, it works fine for them. And, a professional artist can have whatever tools they want that they can create. It's just I try and put less hurdles in my own way if I can. And likewise, having the most expensive and complicated and advanced technology doesn't mean you're going to be a great artist. It just means that it might be, it might improve your workflow, it might make it easier to do things, but you're going to have to be a good, work out your own artistic problems and work out style and production and stuff like that yourself. So, a few things to consider when getting a tablet also. Some artists still swear by using a mouse, and there are some tools that, some things that just work better using a mouse, moving points around. Like, you can draw a line, but when I move a line, I usually use the mouse, to click on it and move it because, I can hold shift and move straight up and down, just like with a pencil, but, I mean, just like with a stylus. But if you've ever tried to pick something up and move it with the stylus, it's kind of weird. And also, you know, drawing straight lines, selecting blocks, it's usually better with a mouse. There's just some things that this blocky tool that, you know, from the dawn of computer age is still very useful. Also, if you're going to get an Intuos tablet, you know, get a bigger than the smallest one, because, like, that's the funniest thing to me is, you know, when I got a Graphire, I got it at the now defunct Circuit City. I got the, you know, the small one. It was like $90. It came bundled with Photoshop Elements and Painter Elements, I think, or Essentials or whatever it was at the time. And, you know, $90, great. It was a nice investment, and it was the little tiny one. And then I looked online to try and find when I was looking at getting an Intuos, and they make an Intuos in that size, and I was like, why? This little index card-sized device. I'm like, if you're going to go for a professional-level device, get a bigger thing. Give yourself some more room so you've got more, so you're not so cramped. It's like, you owe yourself that. Also, look at secondhand, refurbished, and online when you're looking to buy a tablet, because there's no reason to have to pay more when you can, when people are selling them online in like new and as new condition, you know, never open condition. It's like, that's the funniest thing is when I went to look for buying a Cintiq, when they first came out, they were like, you know, two or four grand, depending on where you went. And then some online stores have never changed that price. And I'm like, they must really be preying upon the fact that people never look around and don't shop. Because if you go to Google, you can find what the current price is, and there's no reason to be paying twice as much to some guy who runs a tech store. I don't know. But yeah, look secondhand, look refurbished. There's, you know, especially if you're just a hobbyist, there's nothing wrong with getting a cheap tablet. If you just want to try it out, if you're only going to be doing a little bit. But if you want to be doing something professional, you know, personally, I recommend Wacom, but the model price has been getting a lot of recommendations from other people. I wouldn't mind checking one out sometime, but I'm not going to be sinking money into more hardware right now. So, other things to consider. The texture on a tablet is, it's not the same as drawing on paper. You know, I really wish it was. Every iteration of a tablet, they come out with a little bit of different bite, and, you know, nibs work a different way. You know, an old school trick is to take a piece of paper and tape it to your tablet, and then you're literally drawing on it. But I had problems with that because the pulp would always drag on the nib, and it just, I'm like, this is not right. I, you know, now that I have a Cintiq, which I got a built-in screen version, just because I was always constantly doing the eye-hand coordination thing of, you know, drawing on the mouse and having to look up or always looking at what I wasn't drawing, and it just always got weird. And now the line's there. It's a lot. I just, like when I bumped up from the Graphire to an Intuos, now that I'm drawing directly on the screen, I redo less of my lines. I still redo them here and there. Also, you want to look into different kinds of nibs. You know, nowadays, the Intuos ships with that nice little nib holder stand thing and a little tool for pulling them out. And you can get, like, the felt tip nibs that are more like using a pencil, but they also wear faster. And, you know, try different. There's several different ones. There's that different brush, that big painterly style brush for making big, broad marker strokes. And I don't know. It's, try stuff out, see what works for you. Remember, you know, these tablets are tools. They help the artist. There are artists that still work with just a mouse. Some artists will only work traditionally, scan their stuff in and touch it up digitally. You know, find what works for you, and don't expect a tool to make you, oh, all of a sudden I'm going to be a great artist. Don't just, you know, don't follow an artist and demand to find out what kind of brushes they use and find out where you can download those brushes, and suddenly you're going to be a great guy. Because, you know, it's a matter of being an artist and applying yourself. And, you know, you can try and emulate your favorite artist. You can try and dissect how their art works and what you like about it and pick things up. But if you're just wanting to be a clone of somebody else, I don't know if that's a good life as an artist or as a person. But, you know, everybody's learning. Everybody has things they pick up. We all pick up from our influences, and go out there, have fun. So that's it for this week. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you all on the other side. We'll be right back. find out more, visit NoRightsProductions.com. Follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/NoRights. And hey, why don't you check out my Tumblr at NoRights.tumblr.com.